We know that there's pollutants in the air, there's microbes in the air, that we can purify by opening the windows and ventilating, and by using HEPA filtration to remove those and purify the air of those substances that can affect children with asthma, that can increase infection transmission within the classroom, that can reduce spores from mould or fungus within old buildings. And we know a lot of our schools are old building stock. So there's an impression that maybe, you know, there's not much we can do, but there's a lot that we can do.
How long is it going to take to assess the efficacy of this pilot project in Muff? How long is it going to be before you can make some specific deductions from this project?
So what we're looking at, and Smart Air is going to do some of the research on it, is a reduction in school absence between this year. So it's a year-long pilot, and we'll look and see if our parameters are equivalent to the findings in the schools in the UK. But what we're also looking at is PM2.5. We're going to monitor that in school, and we're going to see if air pollutants are reduced in school, because we know that PM2.5 can be made by traffic pollutants, by air pollution from outdoors coming in. All of those things can affect asthma, can affect lung health, can affect concentration and learning. So what we are going to do is look at PM2 point levels over the year as well.